Welcome to the Mama Truth Show, where soulful mamas embrace the whole truth of the messiness and magic of motherhood. Check us out at mamatruthshow.com. Here's your host, Amy Ehlers, the wake-up call coach.
Happy Mama Truth Monday, mamas. It's Amy Ehlers here, the wake-up call coach and creator of the Mama Truth Circle. Now, before we get into today's show, I wanted to let you know that today's show is brought to you by the Mama Truth Webinar. You can go to mamatruthwebinar.com to register for this fantastic webinar. If I do say so myself, I'm doing it twice this week live so that I can interact with you and do all sorts of groovy things with you. And this webinar is all about the three keys to becoming an empowered, awakened, joyful mama. Who doesn't want that, right, moms? So head on over if you haven't already yet to mamatruthwebinar.com, and you can choose from two different dates and two different times there and join me live. I would love to be live with you and really deepen together into becoming a more awakened and empowered and joyful mom. All right, so I'll see you on the upcoming webinars. Now on to today's show, which is all about becoming the spiritual teacher and leader inside your family. And I actually like the word leader even more than teacher, because I feel like our children are our greatest spiritual teachers. But we as moms have the opportunity to really become the leaders inside of our families. And I believe we do this whether it's conscious or unconscious. And I know that all of you mamas that are listening are conscious mamas, your spiritual moms, your soulful moms, as I like to say, and you're really paying attention to bringing that consciousness into your parenting and really becoming an awakened mom. And I know you want to raise kids that are awakened as well. And so I just love this quote from my girl, Oprah. She's not really my girl, but maybe one day she will be. Who knows? We don't know. But I just have to say that I love this. So what she said is, I believe the choice to become a mother is the choice to become one of the greatest spiritual teachers. That's from Oprah. Let's read it again. I believe the choice to become a mother is the choice to become one of the greatest spiritual teachers. And so I'm wondering, how are you doing? How are you doing as being that spiritual leader and inspirational and motivational speaker inside your family? How's that going for you? And are you nurturing the spirit of your children? Are you really nurturing the spirit of your children? And what would it take for you to really amp that up? So I want to give you three specific tips today that I really believe will help you step into becoming the spiritual and inspirational leader of your family even more so. These are things that I'm always working on. This is one of the things that we're really working on in the Mama Truth Circle, in community and in Circle Together, is bringing our spirit and our spirituality, and this is not religion, but our spirituality and our spiritual selves to our mothering experience. So I want to give you these three tips. So I'll count down from three to one, okay? So tip number three, model spiritual practices. Model, you know, last week we talked about self-love, which I believe is a profound spiritual practice for us to be practicing self-love and self-compassion and really turning loving kindness into ourselves. And I also believe in modeling spiritual practices for our children. This is something, you know, for me here in 2017, since the new year, I started waking up about an hour before my girls get up, which is really early for me. I've never considered myself a morning person. I've always felt like, oh, okay, let me just get the kids out the door or to where they need to be in the morning. And then I would actually do my spiritual daily practice later in the day. I would do it usually around 9:30, 10 o'clock after I'd already been up for hours doing breakfast and making lunches and all of that stuff. And I had a suspicion, a creeping suspicion, and you might too, that if I actually went and woke up early and set my tone and did my spiritual practice before my kids got up, that it would be a better thing. But I just couldn't really commit to doing that. until this year. And I have an accountability buddy, my friend Andrea Shearer, who, if you haven't listened to her Mama Truth show, I interviewed her. And after that interview, we were talking about morning time and how sacred it is and how amazing and powerful it is to get up in the quiet of your house and take care of yourself and really set out that sacred self-care time in the morning. So I've been doing that. And it really has made a profound difference. And my daughter, Annabella, my oldest girl, is like, how's it going waking up so early, mommy? And I'm like, ask me later when I'm not so tired. But it's going really well. And for me, it's really about setting the vibration, setting the tone, doing my affirmations, doing my gratitude practice, doing absolutely a meditation practice. I love doing led affirmations. Led visualizations and meditations. I'm really one of those people that I love to put on my headphones and really have someone guide me through a meditation practice that works really, really well for me. And sometimes I even just use an app that I have that helps with binaural beats and does this brainwave technology that just helps me get into more of a meditative state. But doing that for 15, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how much time I want to take for each thing that I'm doing in the morning, has been profound. And I want my girls to know that I'm doing that. And I want to be modeling that for them. And so we together set our intentions for the day in the morning, which I'm going to get to in a minute. But this is really powerful. It's really, really powerful for you to be modeling your spiritual practices. It's just so important. So how's that going for you? That's tip number three. Model your own spiritual practice. Model your self-love practice. Model really being a spiritual being. Model that. Model that that is important. Model taking care of yourself and putting yourself first so that you can give from that overflowing cup as often as possible, which I know is not, you know, always possible. But do that for yourself and really show your children that nurturing your spirit matters and that you taking time out, like my girls will be like, what are you doing in there, mommy? Or if I wasn't able to, like this morning, for example, I was up for like 3 hours in the middle of the night with Evie Rose. She wasn't feeling well. So I didn't wake up an hour before everybody else. In fact, Rob finally my husband came and got Evie when she woke up at 7:30 and I went back to sleep for an hour because I happened to have that kind of day where I could. And so I didn't get up early. But then once the girls were settled, they're both homesick from school, and from nanny share. So once I got them settled in front of a movie, I went in and did my practice. And I let them know mommy's going to go do her meditation right now. So only interrupt me if it's an emergency. And it went great. And I love that. I love that I get to say to them, I am creating space for nurturing my spirit. So model your own spiritual practices. One of the keys, one of the tips, one of the secrets to really doing this. And we're going to go even deeper on the upcoming Mama Truth webinar about this. So again, mamatruthwebinar.com, register. Okay. Tip number two, ask yourself, and I'd love for you to ask yourself this. And if you have even a moment to journal a little bit about this at some point today, if you can't do it now, maybe you're driving, maybe you're exercising while you're listening to this. So just think about this, but ponder this. What would nurture my child's spirit? And I would love for you to actually ask this for each of your children. So for me, you know, what would nurture Evie Rose's spirit right now? What would nurture Annabella's spirit right now? What are their spirits calling for in their life? And this has us really take ourselves out of the day-to-day of motherhood and of parenting and into the overarching, like, what is going on with my kid right now? And what is their spirit calling out for? And how can I nurture that? So looking at not what their personality needs right now, because Lord knows their personality needs all sorts of things, right? Oh, Lord, mommy, can I have water? Mommy, can I have this? Mommy, can I have that? Oh my gosh, mommy, this happened, blah, 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 blah. Really important as well, not to diminish it. And there's this greater spiritual evolution that's happening for our children that we are watching and witnessing. And we have the opportunity as their mom to step in and nurture that part of them, to really check in. So do this check-in with yourself. I recommend doing this check-in as often as you can and really looking at, you know, like their birthday. What a great time to be like, okay, what does 10-year-old Annabella need? What does 3-year-old Evie Rose need? Like, what is that spirit of that 3-year-old need? and really popping out of that day to day and into that bigger picture. So powerful. So that's my second tip for you to really become even more of that spiritual leader and inspirational leader and motivational speaker of your family. You have an audience. You have a captive audience, mama. Do it. Okay. Number one key I want to give you here. Ritual. Are you infusing rituals into your family life? This is so important and so powerful. It's one of the reasons why in the Mama Truth Circle, we have a mama mission every month with an actual ritual and practice attached to it. Because the power of ritual, I mean, goodness gracious, read any Joseph Campbell book and you'll be reminded of this. I mean, rituals are something that are so incredibly powerful. And really, at least here in American society, we don't really have a lot of rituals that we do on a regular basis. You know, weddings and funerals, maybe birthdays, maybe there's some ritual there. New Year's, maybe there's a little ritual there, right? But I am such a firm believer about bringing ritual into our daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, annual lives as moms. And we really have the power to bring in rituals into our families and to do that from a really conscious space, a conscious perspective, from our consciousness. Asking your inner wisdom, what is the ritual on a daily basis that my family needs? In my family, we have a ritual around, and these can be really simple, by the way. I'm not talking about you needing to go out into the forest and be naked with your family and build bonfires. And God bless you if you do that. Woohoo, I love it. And what I am talking about is doing really simple, powerful, easy, fun things with your family that just infuse looking at that spirit. So in my family, gratitude is a huge ritual when we're around the dinner table. And even when we're like, if we didn't get a chance to do it, if we didn't eat a family dinner, which we do most nights, but not all nights for sure. But we just ask, what are you grateful for? And even my, almost 3-year-old will tell me what she's grateful for. And it's really cute, I have to say, moms. It's like adorable what she's grateful for. Oh my gosh, it's so cute. You know, she says her little friends that she's in this little nanny share with. She talks about family. She talks about friends. She talks about, being grateful for sky, being grateful for la luna, the moon, right? And then my 9-year-old has incredible things that she's grateful for. The other night I asked her, what are you grateful for, Annabella? And she said, being alive. And I was like, okay, bowing to my spiritual teacher. Yes, gosh, I'm so grateful to be alive too. And I was like, me too. And I'm so grateful I get to be your mom. Ah, I'm so grateful for that. So gratitude, really simple ritual, really profound to bring that in, to really infuse that ritual into your family and have it be something that your kids just do. And just it becomes like something that's part of their lives, their daily lives. So powerful. So what are the rituals that you want to be bringing into your family? What are the birthday rituals that you want to be bringing in? And sometimes we just do these by default. We do whatever, like, oh, on birthdays, we do a big cake. Like some families have like this crazy cake ritual. My husband grew up in a family where the biggest ritual around birthdays was the kind of cake. And it was ordered from the same place every year. And it wasn't like a fancy cake, but it was like that, like you have cake and that is your birthday ritual. Other families I know do, like every year on the birthday, they get to choose the entire thing for the family, whatever it is. What brings some consciousness around this? How do you want birthdays to be ritualized in your family? You get to co-create this if you have a partner, a person that you're co-parenting with, a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, a boyfriend, a baby daddy, a baby mama, whatever the case may be. You get to really decide this. What's your ritual around the holidays? What's your New Year's ritual? What's your year-end ritual? Maybe you have a full moon ritual that you do with your family. Maybe you have a new moon ritual that you do with your family. I would love for you to do some journaling, some thought around this, and really look at what are the rituals I want to really create inside my family from that space of consciousness. What would be powerful? So that, my darling, is my number one tip for you. Ooh, this was fun. I'm so glad. I love, for me, doing the Mama Truth Show, one of the reasons I love doing it so much is because it has me become a better mom to talk with all of you about this. So, gosh, if you are enjoying these shows, will you pass them on? I can't tell you how much it means to me. It's so the highest compliment is for you to pass these shows on, for you to talk about the Mama Truth show that with other moms, to be like, oh my gosh, you have to listen to this episode, to subscribe, rate, and review it on iTunes. If you have an iPhone, so easy, so much easier to do on an iPhone, honestly, than anywhere else. But you can go in and rate the show on your iPhone, share it with your friends, and of course, share with your friends that I'm doing this really fun three keys to becoming an awakened, empowered, joyful mom webinar this week on, I don't remember the dates off the top of my head, but Wednesday and Thursday, Wednesday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern time. And on Thursday, I'm going to do an evening, 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. So go to mamatruthwebinar.com to sign up for that. And with that, mamas, I'm sending you so much love. Keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood. And you're going to love next week's call with my friend, Michelle PW, who's talking about love-based money. Woo! Money, 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 money. Okay. Have a great week. Sending you so much love. Bye-bye. And I'll see you on the webinar later this week. Okay. MamaTruthWebinar.com. Mwah. Bye.
Thanks for listening, mamas. Did you know that Amy has a new ebook out? It's called Sacred Self-Care for Moms, 7 Steps to Nurturing Yourself so you can be the mom you were born to be. And you can receive your free copy by going to sacredselfcarebook.com. That's sacredselfcarebook.com. And please don't keep the Mama Truth Show a secret. The biggest compliment you can give is to share the Mama Truth Show with your loved ones and write a review on iTunes. Until next time, keep embracing the messiness and the magic of motherhood.